Good evening and welcome to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver and 96.9 in Boulder. I'm Joel Cantalamessa. Happy Friday the 13th. Thanks for listening this evening. Tonight I got my original show partner, Mark Knutson, in studio with me. As you know, Mark is a CSU alum, former big league pitcher, and talk radio genius. He's the one who laid the groundwork.
Easy with that genius stuff.
Okay. Well, you laid the groundwork for this show for me being on air, which is awesome. So, you know, way back in the fall, it seems like a long time ago. You made it happen. Thanks for sitting in with me today. It's nice to have you.
It's my pleasure, always.
So tell me, you're back on air. You're back on air on Saturday mornings.
I'll be on tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock with Michael Klar. Ironically, the Sports Stampede was originally developed by Michael and Adam Munstertiger from Rivals.com to promote CU. It was a CU show. That's what's called Sports Stampede. Adam had to had other obligations, couldn't continue as co-host. He's still a contributor. But asked for new co-. They wanted to broaden things. They wanted to get out of being just a CU show because, let's be face, there's not a lot, 2 hours to spend on CU stuff, right? I mean, Don Brenner does a great job every weeknight preceding you and all that on Fridays, talking CU stuff. So I'm trying to spread his wings a little bit. Michael wanted to and asked me if I'd be interested in becoming the co-host. So I was glad to do that. We will spend our requisite segment on CU, but you're going to join us tomorrow to talk CSU. So what we take today, we're going to do it again tomorrow morning. Between 10:20 we'll have you on.
Okay,
so between
good.
9 and 11, we'll talk. One thing that I'm uncomfortable with is they want me to like make picks and gambling, stuff like that. And I don't know the first thing about that stuff. I do not gamble. I do not do. I don't even do fantasy football. I hate fantasy for sports, so I don't even do that. But you got to have your picks this week, and obviously with that comes the idea that someone's actually going to be listening to it and take my advice, which is the worst thing you could possibly do. Do not
better
do.
Give a disclaimer.
And I do the disclaimer. I said this is for recreational purposes only. I do not know what I'm doing. But I picked CSU last week, and they did not cover, but they beat UNLV. Right.
Correct.
Picked Utah, and Utah won. Picked Air Force, and Air Force beat Wyoming. So I got those two of those three right.
So remind me not to follow you on any of your advice.
Do not follow my gambling advice, okay? I'm not a gambler. I got the teams, the winners right. I just, point spread in basketball? Really?
That's tough.
That's taking
free throws.
And yeah. And next, you know, as baseball goes, they're going to ask me, with Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet on every morning, and they're going to ask me to do baseball picks. Who's pitching? If I know who's the old axiom in baseball, momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher. So whoever has the best pitching matchup, I'm going with that outfit. Which means I probably won't pick the Rockies very often.
I was just going to tell you, go out and get yourself a gold sheet and just read that.
Yeah,
off.
Pretty much.
That's the Bible.
It is.
So that's 9 to 11.
9 to 11 Saturday morning.
And tonight we're on 8 o'clock tonight. That's our new time slot.
Inching closer to prime time.
We're inching closer. Yeah. Pretty soon we'll be drive time.
Absolutely. Go Rams.
We're going mainstream.
That's right.
So lots to talk about today. I know you wrote a column for Mile High Sports. It's on the website today, and it was talking about the potential ending of the Rocky Mountain Showdown, and if it does continue, that it'll be on campus where you think it should be. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I wanted to start with basketball.
Okay.
Because we are about to begin a crucial home stretch. The Rams have got 6 games left, one big one tomorrow night at San Diego State. That's 6 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. here. That's on CBS Sports Network. Frankly, CSU has not been great on the road in conference play, 2-3. And going into Viejas Arena, home of the show, that's a tough place to play. It's a hard place to win.
On the good side, just playing San Diego State, especially in San Diego, helps your RPI. Just
correct.
Showing up and playing. And the Rams already have a very good RPI. I think they're 27 right now this week. So it's not going to be you lose that game, it's not a harmful loss. It's not one of those bad losses. And you think back, other than losing to Wyoming at home, and Wyoming's having a great year and on the bubble to be a tournament team, they don't really have a bad loss. CSU doesn't. I mean, you lose at Boise, they're going to probably be a tournament team. You lose at YO, probably a tournament team. So I think
it's funny. They on the telecast the other night, they listed CSU's worst loss this year at New Mexico. Any other year, you're like, and New Mexico is not that great this year.
No.
They're having a pretty down year, but you look at that, and you're like, wow, that's
not bad.
This is a heck of a year.
It is
a heck of a year.
There's no Wayne State, whoever was it, beat Michigan, and New Jersey School of Technology beat Michigan.
Incarnate Word beat Nebraska.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's like 3 or 4 big schools that had these kind of losses. CSU avoided that in non-conference season and did very well. And, if you're basketball, Pat Forty tweeted out the other day that CSU is one of his favorite teams to watch because Larry Eustace Mack gets the most out of the talent he has. And I think that's a great way to put it. I think anytime you have a team that the number one emphasis is rebounding and then get up the court and score quick, run and gun. But in order to run and gun, you have to rebound. You have to be a good rebounding team. That's what made the Showtime Lakers back in the day. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and James Worthy would dominate the glass, and then they could get out and run. That's what brought down the Denver Nuggets in their day. They couldn't out-rebound teams when Doug Moe wanted to run and gun. So I love what Larry Eustace's doing up there, and I think there's a lesson to be learned here, and I almost wrote about this too, but there's a lesson to be learned from what we've seen happen with New Mexico and with CSU. Both lost their coaches, and both had to do coaching searches. The New Mexico players were adamant they wanted Craig Neal. Coach Neal, let's move him up one chair. Let's make him the head guy. It doesn't always work.
Mm-mm.
It didn't work in North Carolina when took over for Dean Smith.
Bill Self?
No, it was a different guy. A longtime assistant didn't quite fit in the head chair, and they went and got Roy Williams. So I think we're seeing that in New Mexico right now. I think they took the emotional guy. CSU didn't do that. When Tim Miles left, they didn't just elevate the next guy. They said, we're going to get the next best coach. And they got Larry Eustace, who's arguably every bit as good a coach, if not a better coach, than Tim Miles.
Right. And that's how you got Dale Lehrer in the Dale Lehrer era.
Mm-hmm. Elevated him when Richie left.
When Richie left, correct. So San Diego State, they've won four of their last five since losing to CSU on January 24th. They've beaten CSU 11 straight times at home. So
top 10 teams go in there and don't win. And Steve Fisher is arguably the best coach in this conference, if not one of the top two or three, if not the best coach in this conference. And they've had a devastating injury. I don't recall the name of the player who left.
Dwayne Poley,
yeah.
He collapsed. Heart issue.
Yeah.
Or something.
So losing a guy like that and going through what they've gone through, and they're still a top 25 team and a force to be reckoned with come tournament time.
It's been since 2002, 2003 since CSU went and won on the road.
Tough
there.
Place to play. It's a great team.
Like you said, it's not a life and death game because you can afford to lose it. Now, it'd be great if you win it, because you win it, barring an inexplicable collapse down the stretch, if you win this game,
you're in. Well, they're already listed. I think the latest bracketology has them as a 9 seed, and I think that's a really good spot, because if you're a 9 seed, you're in that 8-9 game, which is kind of a coin flip game anyway.
Correct.
If you're the 7 seed, now you're in the favorite role, and I think every coach would prefer to be the underdog. Prefer to be the lower seeded team in that circumstance, but you don't want to be a 15 going against a 2, but a 9 going against an 8, you're in a good spot right there. So let's hope that's how it works out.
It's a good spot for that game,
mm-hmm.
and then you get nailed the next game.
Yeah.
So that's what happened 2 years ago. Right. Yeah, you know, CSU had that great season.
Beat Missouri.
Then
they
get the 9 seed or the 8 seed. And then they played Missouri, played a great game, and then they go to
Louisville,
the number one team in the whole tournament.
The team that won it.
So that was tough. So you want to try to stay out of that.
Get
in there. But Joe Lunardi from ESPN has him as a 10 seed versus SMU. So that'd be an interesting.
Oh, Larry Brown.
That's a winnable game.
Yeah, it is, no question. This team has the capability, because of the way they play, to win one and maybe even two games if you get the right draw.
Yep.
They do. They're not. And I think tomorrow night's game in San Diego is a good opportunity to go play loose. It's a chance to go, again, you really are playing with house money. You don't have to win this game. I think they were really tight in Laramie. They really wanted to get up and down the court, and of course, Wyoming's so good at taking the air out of the ball and slowing things down and limiting possessions. Mm-hmm. It really sucked the life out of them. I think this game suits their style a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they can play loose. They really have nothing to lose. Go out and just play loose and have fun and see what happens.
Well, that's a team that doesn't score very much. They really struggle scoring, mm-hmm. but they play a good defense. Number three
in
the country.
Always.
So in the first time they played at Moby, it was much more of a shootout than anyone would have anticipated. Mm-hmm. They almost got up to, it was the high 70s game instead of their averages at 53.3 points allowed. So CSU was able to score on them.
Yep.
Let's see if they can play a little bit of defense this time and pull out a win. Did you catch either of the last two home games?
Not in person.
Saw them on TV.
I'm a radio guy. I listen mostly on the radio.
But. Right. Those are a couple big wins. I mean, you got to take care of business. But UNLV, kind of a rebuilding year for them. But what a game. That was probably the best game of the year.
That's another team. I think UNLV is a classic example. I know Larry came out this week and said they're a favorite to win the tournament on their home court all the time. And you can make that case. But, of course, if this freshman Vaughn is injured and can't play in the tournament, that hurts them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
UNLV is one of those teams, I think, that made a bad coaching hire. I don't think, and I was working for the Mountain West Conference Network, TV network at the time when Dave Rice took over. I don't think that was a good hire. Dave Rice was a good assistant at BYU, good player at UNLV. That program has, since he's taken over, is underachieved. I mean, you had Anthony Bennett and
no doubt
number one
it.
Pick. They've underachieved. And I think any program that strives to be a a destination for the one and done guy. Where you're gonna have you're gonna get that spectacularly blue chip guy who's gonna come in for 1 year and then leave. You got to continually recruit great players to stay at that level, like Kentucky does. It hasn't happened at UNLV, and I think I will be surprised if they do not win the tournament. If Dave Rice is their coach next year, I'll be surprised. But it was a great game in Fort Collins. That was an unexpected great game for the Rebels because they haven't been playing very well until that day.
Just to piggyback on that, you have a great tradition at UNLV.
With absolutely.
Great years of basketball.
Absolutely.
And
national championship.
You can attract top-notch
no
coaches
question.
There. So why are you settling for a guy that, just because he's a Rebel, guy
who... He was a tie to the late Jerry Tarkanian era.
Yeah.
And he was one of those... program guys. He wasn't going to be a pro, but he was very valuable to the program, played guard and all that. The guy that typically turns out to be a good coach. But I've watched him closely since he took that job, and I don't think it's there. I think he's an assistant. He belongs to be an assistant somewhere. You're right. That's a place that should be a basketball powerhouse. This conference, if you think about it, the thing that's hurting CSU right now, and if anything, is RPI-wise, the conference doesn't have a great RPI this year, and that's due to New Mexico and UNLV having down years. Historically, if those two teams are having their typical kind of season, San Diego State is, CSU is, Boise's coming up, you've got a really powerful RPI conference now. Mm-hmm. So it's on New Mexico and UNLV why this conference doesn't have a great RPI right now.
Yeah, and those are the teams that have carried this conference mm-hmm. for a long
right.
time. So it's
and
just,
should.
It's a shame, yeah.
And they should.
They've got the tradition.
You can't count on Fresno State and San Jose State to carry you. Boise's a bonus. That's just a bonus, the fact that they're playing so well, especially after the injury they suffered. And that should be just something that benefits the conference immensely. But you can't count on two of your three, arguably three pillars, you're going to struggle.
So 13-1 at home this year. The only blemish, as you mentioned, was that painful loss to Wyoming.
Yep.
Rams have put on a good show at home. A couple great crowds down the stretch mm-hmm. here. The other night, though, 9 o'clock tip-off. 5,500 people.
I couldn't stay
students,
away from the whole thing.
Student section wasn't even full. I mean, for students.
Got class the next day.
Do you remember back when I was in college, the ESPN had what they called, Big Monday?
Yep.
10 o'clock tip-offs.
Yeah.
And those were the most attended games. It was like a big party every on those nights. So it was a little disappointing to see when you've got a 21-4 team, a team that's making a push towards...
And you're playing a historically good
season.
Opponent. I mean, the opponent's historically a good opponent.
Absolutely.
They're down this year, but New Mexico, you should be wanting to get a piece of New Mexico, which they did, obviously.
So they got a long way to go as far as fan support and,
there's no
and,
doubt.
And getting
there's
that
no
tradition.
Question.
It's going to take continued winning each year. So, again, important stretch for the team. Coming six games, you got two road games, San Diego State, and then next Wednesday you go to Fresno State. And then you come home where you got a couple, I wouldn't call Air Force a gimme, but then you got Air Force and San Jose State at home. Should be two more wins. San Jose State's dreadful. And then you conclude road games at Nevada and then the regular season finale at Utah State, Stu Morrill's final game. I think a 4-2 stretch here would get you in.
Mm-hmm.
That's survivable at a minimum. A 5-1 clinches a berth for sure. 3-3, you could probably survive. You may be able to survive, but... They don't like the committee doesn't like to see teams that aren't playing their best basketball.
And the tournament's going to matter, too. But you have a chance to a team win 26, 27, 28 games. If you think about it, things go well in the tournaments. Wow. Great season.
Well, that's about all the time we have for this segment. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. Cindy Showerman of Beamer Insurance Agency and CB and Potts have been two great sponsors since the fall from day one. So really happy to have them. Happy to have you here, too, Mark. And when we come back, we will talk a little bit more basketball and we'll get much more into football, touch on the great event at Cherry Hills Country Club this week, and then we'll talk about Mark's column and how CU wants to take their ball and go home. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.